strong search image fixed in my memory. It's a thick blue book with two white lines and some circle-like flower things on it. Children are naturals in using their imagination. They have active fantasy lives that tend to diminish with age. As adults, we're taught to suppress this natural ability in exchange for more controlled, logical thinking. A child's whimsical fantasies and imagery might be considered psychotic thinking in the average adult. To help develop effective learning and recall techniques, we need to rekindle these natural creative instincts. Bright, colorful, enhanced snapshots stick best in memory, as do those with movement, three dimensions, and detail. The more detailed the image, the easier it will be to recall later. The very act of focusing on detail helps us to pay better attention and learn the information contained in the image. Distorting or exaggerating one or more aspects of your snaps can also give them personal meaning, making them easier to learn and to recall later. The more vividly and creatively we visualize new information for ourselves, the more effectively it will stick in our minds. Imagination can be as outrageous, vivid, or sensual as we like, as long as it enhances our ability to store and recall information. You need to buy a pumpkin after work for your daughter's Halloween party, so try personalizing it in your mind. Your daughter loves to wear her pearl necklace to parties, so you could picture one draped on a pumpkin. Or you can create a literal image, whereby you write in your mind the word you wish to remember. But for most people, a symbolic image containing personal or emotional meaning works best. If I park my car on level 3B of a parking structure, I could create a three-dimensional visual image or snapshot of 3B. As for me, a more effective strategy would be to visualize an image of three bumblebees hovering over my car. I have a personal aversion to bees, and it would be unpleasant to approach my car if three giant bees were hovering over it. I take a mental snapshot of that image, and the emotional charge of my mental snap helps to fix it in my memory. For someone else, visualizing three bears sitting in their car may have a greater emotional impact. Perhaps that was their favorite children's story. Three Buffalo Bills might work for you, as long as it helps you find your car. Mental snapshot exercises. 1. Sit in a comfortable chair, close your eyes, and think of the first thing that comes to mind, be it an object, situation, person, or animal. Now try to imagine greater detail about how it looks or feels. 2.